Thank you so much. The fine fellows in this band, just singing for you is Brian Aldridge, and sings all the parts, does whatever we need for him to do, wrestles with the guitar, and on the banjo, a man that's played and recorded with many of the great pioneers of bluegrass music, people like Hollow Brown, Red Allen, Larry Sparks. I forget the whole list. I know he turned down a job with Lester Flatt. That'd be the best thing to have on your resume, wouldn't it? A wonderful singer and player. His name's Tom Boyd. And a man who conducted a clinic on how to oil a pedal steel. And on the way over here to Gettysburg this morning, a lot of people, you know, when you get your pedal steel out to play bluegrass music and stuff, maybe it's not oiled all up right. This is a man to talk to about how you can protect your living room floor just like as if you had an old Ford in there oiling it up. And and he was actually using mechanical terms about how the machine was going to work good after he got done with it. He finally said, you know, I think when I'm done oiling, I got to get some of them little stickers like you put on the window of your car. Let you know when it's time to do it again. This set here is what you get if you don't make no requests. We just pick out what's fresh on our mind. We'll leave you with this one. It's a gospel number. And, last week I had the job of writing what they call horse aphorisms. We're putting on a horse event in Fort Worth on the 1st of June. And if you're not doing anything and you're in Fort Worth, you might come over. We got Emmy Lou Harris and Marty Stewart and Riders in the Sky and Dry Branch Fire Squad, a whole bunch of others. But we got the most famous horse people in the world. The World Championship of the Extreme Cowboy Race is going to be run there. And for people that don't know much about horses, you might still know this name if you've ever been to the circus. The great horse trainer that doesn't use any direct aids or anything. Her name's Sylvia Zerbini, and she has a dozen Arabian stallions that do the most incredible things without any aids, at least any visible aids, and she's like 50 feet from them when they do this. It's unbelievable. But I told you that to tell you this. For the advertising, and I don't know why they did this, said we're going to do a radio ad, and we would like your voice on this thing. Up till now, it's been kind of a classy thing. And now I got, and they said, you can write your own text. And so I was trying to write things like, I never met an equine American I didn't like. And I came to one, because, you know, we do a lot of gospel music and are Christians. And the one that I ended up liking the best when I got to read it on the radio was, there's worse places to be born than a stable. That's what this song and others like it are about.